Subcommittee on Economic Development and Tourism will come to order. Karen, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo.
Here.
Vice Chair Porter.
Here.
Representatives Albritton.
Here.
Anton.
Here.
Combi.
Here.
Dental.
Here.
Eagle.
Here.
Hudson.
You betcha.
Hudson. Reed.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Representative Watson is excused today. You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Let the record show that a quorum is present. I'll ask everyone today to please turn off your cell phones. We will take up three bills on the agenda. We'll take up House Bill 407 relating to notaries. Representative Peters, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill is, it creates Statute 117.055 in Florida statutes, which requires the State Commission Notary Publics to maintain a notary journal with a record specific to the information when performing that notary act. That currently is in the Florida Governor's Reference Manual that we do that as a practice, but it's recommended, and we'd like to put that into statute. And really, truly, this journal will protect the signer and other involved parties in the event that the document is lost or challenged or fraudulently altered. It'll deter forgers and imposters who are naturally disinclined to leave a signature in a record book. It discourages groundless lawsuits by showing that the signer appeared before the notary, and it'll assist law enforcement authorities in prosecuting frauds, among other issues. Is there any question to the...
Are there any questions on the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
You recognize Representative Rogers.
Thank you. Can you tell me how long we should be keeping those records?
The records do need to be kept for 5 years, and Mr. Chairman, there are some amendments if you want to address those as well.
Great. Any other questions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
On this issue, I think it might be cleaned up on the amendment. You want to wait for the amendments?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Seeing no other questions, we'll move on to the amendments. Representative Peters, you're recognized to explain your First Amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The First Amendment, excuse me, I'm sorry, I got my wrong page up here. It removes Section 1, which is the discussion about the $15 fee, and that section would be removed.
Are there any questions on that amendment? Anyone from the audience wishing to speak on that amendment? There's no objections. We'll adopt that amendment without objection. You can now recognize to explain Amendment 2.
And Amendment 2 clarifies that the notary acts requiring signatures. Often there are notary acts that are strictly for odometer readings or things like that but don't require a signature, and those are many, and so they would be cumbersome to a business. So we are amending this to only be required for notary acts that require signatures.
Any questions, Representative Rogers? Anyone else? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak? Representative Cumbie?
No, I just was holding my hand.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak? Anyone wishing to debate? If there's no objection, we'll adopt that amendment. We're now back on the bill as amended. Representative Rogers, at this time, if you have any additional questions, we'll be happy to entertain them.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is still speaking to the 5 years that a notary should be holding on to records. Do we have a public storage that the state is going to provide?
It would be the responsibility of the notary to hold on to the records for the 5 years, and then after the 5 years, it would be up to the notary to destroy those records.
Follow up, Representative Rogers.
Follow up. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you tell me of any other where private sector? I'm a private person notarizing something that now I'm mandated to keep those files 5 years. Do you think that is necessary? What are we trying to fix?
Representative Peters, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Currently, we've had a rise in fraudulent documents that have been victimizing many seniors, where wills have been made and estates have been taken away from families and things like that. And when law enforcement goes to investigate, there is no record, and the notary typically doesn't remember what the document was that they signed. And so this makes clarification, and it assists law enforcement on those records. There's a lot of benefits to this, and there has been a significant, I think, 63, and I do have the governor's office is here. I believe there were 63 notaries have lost their ability to be notaries just recently as a result of the amount of fraud that's been taking place.
further questions? Seeing no further questions, is there anybody in the audience who wishes to speak to the bill? Anyone in the audience? Seeing none, members, is there anyone who wishes to debate the bill? Representative Eagle, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Representative Peters, for this bill. I just got my notary license this past summer, and I was surprised that they didn't require you to keep a journal of your notary. So thanks for bringing this forward. I think it's needed.
Congratulations on an accomplishment,
Representative. Thanks.
Anyone else wishing to debate? Representative Crumby?
I think, really, in response to Representative Rogers, the notaries are public officials. They're not private citizens. When they're acting as notaries, they are public officials, and therefore, I think it's reasonable to ask them to maintain those records.
Thank you. Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good bill. The record retention piece is commensurate with any type of business activity. The person that is performing the function of a notary is typically doing so for a fee, and so there is some revenue being generated on that for their attention to those details and for maintaining those records, and it seems appropriate that they retain those records should there be a question about their activities. As a practicing real estate agent and broker of a firm, I have a 5-year record retention policy that's mandated upon me, and 2 years after that and after any litigation, and so it's just part of doing business, and that's an appropriate thing to do so that we have accurate details for people to review. So, good stuff.
Anyone else wishing to debate? Seeing none, Representative Peters, recognized. Close on your bill.
I wave close.
Karen, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton?
Yes.
Anton?
Yes.
Combi?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith? Watson is absent. The bill passes.
By your vote, CS for HB 407 is reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll now take up HB 513 by Representative Rollison. Representative Rollison, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen of this esteemed committee, today I present to you a bill with a little do-wah-diddy. And since you are all so exceptionally gracious, I will try to avoid being very loquacious. Last year, unanimously, this bill you passed. This year, the Senate will finally hear it at last. They have now seen the light, a rarity, alas. But we feel confident that over there it will pass. Now, there are so many ways to present this in prose. Haiku, a ballad, or epigram, I suppose. Representative Williams suggests I do it all in hip-hop. But at my age, that would be silly. And you would surely ask me to stop. So bidding adieu, I appeal to your goodness and grace. For the sake of poets throughout all time and space, though this presentation may be a bit sappy, please pass this bill and make all these folks happy. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any questions for Representative Rollison? Seeing no questions, anyone in the audience wishing to speak? We have two appearance cards. Patricia Stevens Gingrich from Monticello, Florida State Poets Association. You're recognized. Thank you. Next, we have Lena Juarez, Florida Humanities Council.
On behalf of the Florida Humanities Council,
Great, thank you. Anyone else in the audience wishing to speak? Seeing none, members, is there any debate on this bill?
Mr. Chairman?
You recognize Representative Rogers.
Thank you. Hip-hop I can't do, but I can show my support by a vote that I will cast.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, Representative Rogers, and you recognize closing your bill.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you have all heard enough pros, so at this time I will simply waive my close.
Thank you. Karen, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton?
Yes.
Anton?
Yes.
Combi?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson? Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Watson? The bill passes.
Thank you, Karen. By your vote, HB 513 is reported favorably. Maybe this summer, Representative Eagle could seek the limit of all his abilities and apply for the position.
We would welcome that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, next, we have PCB EDTS 1402 by Economic Development and Tourism Subcommittee. Representative Eagle, you recognize to explain the committee's PCB.
Thank you, Chairman. Please present PCB 1402 relating to the Division of Emergency Management. This PCB addresses the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, or EMAC. Over the years, the Division of Emergency Management has received requests for assistance from other states when responding to emergencies. Sometimes employees will be assigned to work in a state where travel and meal costs are greater than the amount authorized for reimbursement under Florida law. Even though the state requesting assistance is responsible for reimbursing state of Florida employees for expenses. This has led to Division of Emergency Management employees paying out-of-pocket expenses when on an EMAG mission to help another state. For example, the state of Alaska requested 3 DEM personnel to assist with the flood event, and based on the cost of meals and housing, Alaska and Florida agreed through EMAG that Alaska would pay $60 a day to each Florida employee. However, under Florida law, they are only permitted to receive $36 a day. So this PCB will simply permit a state employee traveling on an EMAC mission to be reimbursed by the state in need of assistance based on the amount agreed upon between the two states. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Great. Are there any questions for Representative Eagle? Representative Anton, you're recognized.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question. How do you go about inserting names into that registry for persons with special needs?
Recognize Representative Eagle.
Thank you. Actually, Representative, that part is going to be of the bill will be amended out with these two amendments that we have here. And just to get into it, the idea of the having a statewide registry for the persons with disabilities, some of the local municipalities colleges or counties had some issues, so we're going to put forward a workforce and hopefully bring that back in the future. But it will not be in this bill today if the amendments are passed through.
Any other questions? We have two amendments. Representative Eagle, we recognize to explain the First Amendment.
Thank you. And this amendment, again, just removes that portion that we just discussed.
Any questions on the amendment? Any public testimony? Anyone wishing to debate the amendment? If there's no objection, the amendment will be adopted. We're now on to the Second Amendment. Representative Eagle, we recognize to explain the Second Amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, this amendment removes another portion of the issue we just discussed.
Any questions on the amendment? Any public testimony? Question? Yes. Representative Reed, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When you say it remove another portion, what portion is that? Where could it be found?
Sure.
Representative Eagle, recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you go to the bill at hand, if you go to line 20, all the way through line 70, we're taking all of that out, and that relates to a special needs registry, which, again, we do not feel is timely. We need to work on this some more. So the bill at hand, that if these amendments are passed, the bill we would be adopting starts on line 71 and ends on line 82. So basically 10 lines right here, and that simply relates to the emergency management issue with the agreed-upon EMAC amounts when traveling to other states.
Any other questions? Anyone from the audience wishing to speak as the amendment? Anybody wishing to debate the amendment? Without objection, we'll show that amendment adopted. Representative... We're now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, is there any members on the bill as amended? No questions. Seeing none, anybody from the audience wishing to speak on the bill as amended? We have Julie Roberts, External Affairs Director, Florida Division of Emergency Management. Thank you. We also have Jason Unger from Gray Robinson. That's actually on another bill. So anyone else from the audience wishing to speak on the bill as amended. Members, we're now in debate. Anybody on the committee wishing to debate the bill as amended? Seeing none, Representative Eagle, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Way close. Thank you, Chairman.
Karen, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representative Saul Britton?
Yes.
Anton?
Yes.
Combi?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Watson? The bill passes.
Thank you, Karen. By your vote, PCB 1402 is reported favorably. Members, that concludes our committee. Is there anyone from the audience wishing to bring any members anything else before the committee? Any members have any other further business before the committee? Without objection, Representative Anton moves, we rise.